tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to Quick Charge. It's September 3rd, 2024, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. If you're one of the many Americans who got a day off yesterday, I hope you went out and thanked a union brother or sister for making weekends and Labor Day possible. But for the rest of you, time certainly kept on moving, and such was the case at Hyundai. Hyundai just revealed their new for 2025 Hyundai IONIQ 5. It's going to be built in the U.S., the first Hyundai IONIQ EV ever to be built here, coming with new range and a new XRT off-road trim. Perhaps even more important, it's Hyundai's first EV with a Tesla NACS port. The new IONIQ 5 is the first Hyundai to ship with a Tesla charging port as its factory connector. The port unlocks access to more than 17,000 Tesla superchargers, which is double the amount of DC fast chargers compared to what the current IONIQ 5 is able to offer. All the new and refreshed Hyundai models will feature the Tesla NACS port starting in Q4 of this year. Hyundai said models built at its new Georgia plant would be eligible for a $3,750 tax credit. Once it begins building batteries at the plant, Hyundai expects any new IONIQ models to qualify for the full $7,500. Now, in addition to that Tesla charge port, Hyundai has revamped the IONIQ 5 design with new front and rear bumper, adding to the electric SUV's already aggressive look. The new model also features an added rear spoiler and new wheels for improved aerodynamics. You can also choose from a new palette of matte exterior colors, including Atlas White, Ecotronic Gray, and Celadon Gray. Hyundai also fine-tuned the interior with its next-generation infotainment system, a redesigned HVAC controls, and new center console with an updated steering wheel and heated rear seats. But the one we've been waiting for is the off-road IONIQ 5 XRT. Quote, "We designed this IONIQ 5 XRT to offer more protection, connection, and functionality," Hyundai Design North America's Senior Manager of Exteriors, Brian Arnold, explained. Hyundai added a new XRT trim to the IONIQ 5 family, quote, "designed to appeal to customers who want to play in the dirt and have all electric adventures." The rugged new model features an even more aggressive design with, quote, XRT exclusive unique front and rear bumpers, side skirts, and 18-inch aluminum wheels. Those tow hooks front and rear are also quite functional with a 5,500-pound capacity. Hyundai's new IONIQ comes with even more battery capacity as well. Standard models now come with 63 kilowatt hour batteries up from 58, while the long range versions include an 84 kilowatt hour battery up from 77. That added capacity means added range, and the new IONIQ 5 is expected to be able to go over 310 miles per charge, up from 303 in the current rear wheel drive model. Depending on the trim and wheel size, all-wheel drive models will feature between 250 and 280 miles of range, up from 260 miles currently. Meanwhile, Hyundai expects the standard range model to get over 240 miles from a single charge, up from 220. And obviously, Hyundai is going full speed ahead with EVs, not only rolling out their new IONIQ models with the Tesla charge port, but also ramping up production at their new Georgia facility. Another company that's taking it a little more slowly, though, is BYD. BYD, obviously the number one maker of plug-in cars in the world, they are waiting for the results of the next U.S. presidential election to announce their new North American EV plant. That's according to a new report that BYD is delaying a major announcement until either President Trump or President Harris gets named as the new American chief executive. After selling another 145,627 electric cars last month, BYD topped 1 million EV sales mark for 2024. BYD's EV sales are up 13% through the first 8 months of the year. While much of that growth still comes from China, the world's largest EV market, BYD expects momentum to pick up overseas, where BYD has sold nearly 265,000 vehicles so far. To accelerate that growth, BYD is planning to open several new facilities outside of China for local manufacturing. BYD opened its first plant in Thailand in July. It's also planning facilities in Pakistan, Turkey, Brazil, and Mexico. It's also important to point out here that we're talking about a light-duty vehicle or LDV type of factory because BYD, of course, has a heavy-duty factory already in North America in California. That's where BYD builds its Class 8, Class 7 chassis, mainly used for electric buses, transit buses, and school buses. And they're also now rolling out plans for a Class 8 semi as well as a Class 8 waste or garbage truck, as if you will. So BYD already here in North America, this is a specific conversation about electric passenger cars, because BYD obviously not only is here, but man, BYD is like Roy Kent. He's here, he's there, he's everywhere. Maybe we'll play the song. That'd be fun. Now, if you thought BYD was taking it slow, man, Tesla is taking it really slow. They finally launched their Actually Smart Summon, or ASS. Yeah, I know it's ass, but it's a family podcast. We can't say it. But this was supposed to come out, as Fred points out, 2 years ago. With the new 2024 2720 software update being pushed out, Tesla has released Actually Smart Summon and wrote in the release notes, "Buckle up for the ride of your life, except surprise, you're not in the car." ASS, Actually Smart Summon, allows your vehicle to come to you or head to a spot that you choose all on its own. It's like magic, but with more tech and less hand waving. Additionally, Dumb Summon allows you to move your Tesla forward or back with simple controls directly in your mobile app. To use, open your Tesla app, hit the Summon tab, and get a live feed from your car's cameras to guide your supervision. Come to me, press and hold to have your Tesla come to you. Go to Target, set where you want your Tesla to go, then press and hold and send it on its merry way. You can halt your journey anytime, but just letting go of the button. See your owner's manual for additional details. ASS and Dumb Summon should only be used in parking lots or driveways. Keep an eye on your car and its surroundings at all times. Stay vigilant, especially around the fast and the furious, people, bikes, and other cars. You are still responsible for your vehicle, so watch as it drives and stop if necessary. So, I don't know. This sounds an awful lot like supervised full self-driving to me. It's actually smart, but you have to still be in control. And I don't know, man, slicing it pretty thin. But hey, if you're the type of person who doesn't want to walk to your car in a parking lot, this is definitely going to save you a few steps and keep you from losing any of that weight that you've kept promising yourself you're going to lose. Now, shifting gears completely, we're about the halfway point of today's show, which means, of course, a word from our sponsor. Today's episode is sponsored by Volvo CE, one of the world's largest construction equipment manufacturers, with more than 14,000 employees serving a truly global market with an innovative range of machinery options manufactured, serviced, and supported around the world. Volvo CE is a globally recognized leader in sustainability, offering the industry's most comprehensive lineup of fully electric equipment options from the DD25 electric roller and ECR18 electric mini excavator, all the way up to the EC230 electric 30-ton excavator and beyond. Volvo's electric lineup perfectly complements its highly efficient diesel offerings, empowering construction crews to meet both the ever-tightening regulations on noise and emissions and the sustainability goals of the clients they serve, opening up new possibilities for indoor and precision demolition and construction jobs that diesels simply can't. Check out volvoce.com, that's volvocharlieecho.com, to learn more about Volvo's equipment offerings in your market or contact your local equipment dealer for a demonstration. Always happy to have the Volvo guys on the show. Thanks for sponsoring us. We love the work you're doing. Thanks for supporting the work we're doing. Now, while we're on the topic of Volvo, they also just launched a new electric semi truck with a 600 kilometer range. That is the FH electric semi truck, which offers 373 miles on a single charge with thousands of pounds of load. Volvo hasn't yet revealed the total specs of its new long range FH electric, but it's calling this launch a breakthrough. It says the new electric semi's driveline technology, the e-axle, which is what makes extended range possible since it creates space for a lot more battery capacity on board the vehicle. The new FH electric also features more efficient batteries, a further improved battery management system, and a more efficient powertrain. For comparison, Volvo Trucks FH Electric currently on the market holds up to 6 battery packs for 540 kilowatts of power. That vehicle can drive up to 300 kilometers or 186 miles on a single charge. So Volvo Trucks basically just doubled the FH Electric's operating range, which is pretty impressive. This long-range electric semi can potentially be a game changer for transport and logistics companies, as they will then be able to operate electric trucks on long-distance routes and drive a full working day without having to recharge. The FH Electric could charge overnight and then hit the road again the next day. The new Volvo FH Electric will be released for sale during the second half of 2025. Now, you guys know we love to end these shows talking about sustainability, talking about energy, talking about utilities. Today is going to be a little bit different, but we're still kind of keeping that municipal, public good, beneficial electrification sort of vibe by talking about school buses. And Blue Bird just delivered its 2,000th Electric school bus. Now, keep in mind, we're not saying that there's 2,000 electric school buses out there. We're saying that one company, Bluebird alone, has 2,000 electric school buses out there, and the 2,000th went to the Clark County School District in Nevada. Clark County School District is the U.S. fifth largest school district, operating 373 schools and serving more than 300,000 students. The district maintains a bus fleet of more than 1,900 vehicles, transporting more than 120,000 students to school each day on more than 1,400 bus routes. The school district has taken delivery of Bluebird's All-American RE model, which has a 155 kilowatt-hour lithium-ion battery, 120-mile range, and can carry 84 students. It's powered by the electric PowerDrive 7000 system from Accelera by Cummins. The bus can be charged overnight, taking between 3 and 8 hours to recharge fully. A second electric bus purchased through a grant from the Clark County Division of Air Quality is currently in the inspection process and is expected to be on the road in Q1 of 25. CCSD also received a $9.8 million grant through the EPA's Clean School Bus Program to purchase electric school buses and is currently purchasing an additional 25 electric buses and EV charging infrastructure with that grant money. The Clean School Bus Program is part of a bipartisan infrastructure law that provides a total of $5 billion over 5 years for school bus electrification across the U.S. CCSD's Milestone unit is now one of more than 2,000 Bluebird electric school buses serving school districts across 41 U.S. states and 4 Canadian provinces, replacing 2,000 diesel-powered school buses in the process. Those 2,000 electric buses are reducing carbon emissions by more than 21,000 metric tons per year. That means nearly 150,000 students per day are no longer being exposed to diesel tailpipe emissions linked to health issues such as asthma and heart disease. In 2023, Bluebird opened a 40,000 square foot EV production center near Fort Valley, Georgia, and it continues to expand production. The U.S. Department of Energy recently chose Bluebird to receive an $80 million grant to convert a former manufacturing site for diesel-powered motorhomes into an approximately 600,000 square foot EV manufacturing factory, which will enable the company to boost its long-term capacity to more than 5,000 electric school buses annually. That's all we've got September 3rd. Don't forget to thank a union brother or sister today for that long weekend, and be sure to like and subscribe. We'll check in with you again tomorrow.